Today is a day of great joy. It is a day of celebration, and I give thanks for the women of the Metropolitan Police Force, and I pray for you. To live in the service of others is not a popular option in our society today. For me, to serve others is one of the greatest things in life. It is precious. But like all precious things, it is costly. Service requires not so much physical strength as a strength of character. The journey from an all-male police force to one where women officers are fully represented across all ranks and area of police work parallels the wider story of women gradually moving into the public square. As in other professions, much of it has been precipitated by highly determined and courageous women, for whom I am very grateful. As we have heard, today's service mirrors a similar occasion at Westminster Abbey in May 1919. Six women patrols appeared in uniform for the first time at a service of remembrance to the Metropolitan Police officers killed in the First World War. It is a stark reminder to us of the cost of service. Before the advent of women police officers, a female visitor was appointed in 1883 by the Metropolitan Police Force to attend to female convicts on license and women subject to police supervision. Police matrons were usually wives or relatives of male police officers. Then, as we have heard, 100 years ago, on the 22nd of November 1918, the then Commissioner, Sir Cecil Macready, officially announced that the Metropolitan Police would have female police officers. Only 2 years earlier, the Daily Express reporter had asked Scotland Yard official, "Is there any possibility of women being employed as police constables?" The reply was, "No, not even if the war lasts 50 years." They were proved wrong, and in February 1919, the first female officers took to the streets of London. Some 90 years after, the Metropolitan Police was founded. There were just 21 of those pioneering women in February 1919, but quickly they grew. Their pay was low, there was no pension rights, their contracts were on a yearly experimental basis, and they were not called police women. They were not sworn in, nor were they given the power of arrest. This experiment had women who had to buy their own uniforms at Harrods. Today, there are nearly 8,000 women officers occupying a huge range of influential and important roles across the Met. We have heard that they are there in every area of work and at every rank. All operating police roles are open to women, whether that is running the armed operations, supervising surveillance teams, carrying firearms, or supporting victims of crime or abuse. In that century, I know that many of you have battled sexism and harassment to be able to lead and not just follow. And today it is wonderful that we have Cressida Dick as the Metropolitan Police Commissioner, the most senior job in British policing, showing that there is truly no limit to being a woman in the Metropolitan Police. However hard the journey has been, we should celebrate how progressive the Met has become. In 1918, only some women over 30 could vote. They could not practice law until a year later. Cambridge University didn't allow women to fully graduate until some 29 years later. And in the Church of England, women could only be priests some 75 years later, and only bishops in 2014. Women playing their full part is not just about equal opportunities. It is good for the Metropolitan Police. It is good for our wider community. In the Bible, the image of the body is used for the community of the church, but it does well for the wider community. The body is made up of many parts. All are interdependent, but not the same. Each part has a different part to play. Without one part, the body as a whole suffers. The image reminds us that each part of the body needs to be motivated by charitable love, seeking the health of the body rather than one's own glory. There is no more excellent way. Your role does not only contribute to the health of the Met, but also to the health of the wider community of our city. Our gospel reading comes from the final discourse of Jesus' life, where he talks about those things that are most important. In it, Jesus speaks about his desire for us to love each other just as he loves us. He speaks of his desire for us to live in the service of one another, just as he came to serve and not to be served. Followers of Jesus Christ believe that every human being is created in the image of God, and we are not made in isolation. We belong together in creation, a creation which should be cherished and not simply used and consumed. We are most human when we know ourselves to be dependent upon others. As my colleague, the Bishop of Kensington, Dr. Graham Tomlin, has recently said, responding to the tragedy of Grenfell Tower, "The Christian view of social relationships tells us that my neighbour is not so much a threat or a limitation, but a gift. If my own individuality is constituted by my relationships, not by my own inner elusive personality or choices, then without my neighbour, I cannot become fully myself." To love each other comes through seeing the other, not simply as I see them, but in the light of a God who has created us both. That recognition leaves us not only capable of reaching out in the support of others, but also being willing to receive the support from others. Today we celebrate 100 years of women in the Metropolitan Police. We celebrate a community which understands its dependency on each other, knowing that it is important to receive support as it is to give it. Know that your strength comes from your diversity and your interdependence upon each other. As a former nurse, I was delighted to see that the first black female police officer was Cecilyn Faye Allen, a nurse who responded to a recruitment campaign in 1986. I hope that whilst we celebrate 100 years of women in the Metropolitan Police here today, that we encourage more black and ethnic minority women to come forward to apply. Today we also remember those who have died in the course of their duty, including Police Constable Jane Arbuthnot and Police Constable Yvonne Fletcher, a reminder of the ultimate cost of service. Jesus said, "This is my commandment, that you love one another as I have loved you. No one has greater love than this, to lay down one's life for one's friend. So today, let us celebrate women in the Metropolitan Police. Let us give thanks for those women of yesterday. Let us give thanks for the women of today. And do in doing so, be assured of my prayers for you. Amen.